Over the past few months, we've been looking at some common features in the biographies of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney in a series we call Parallel Lives. Today, we have the first of two reports on the candidates' prep school years. We begin with NPR's Martin Kosty, who tells us about President Obama's time at a Hawaii school called Punahou.
Punahou School was founded by missionaries in 1841. The campus is just up the hill from Waikiki, and it's built around a historic spring. In the chapel, third graders rehearse a song telling the legend of the spring's discovery. Punahou occupies a privileged position, not just on the hillside, but in Hawaii society. In the audiobook of his memoir, Dreams from My Father, Mr. Obama recalled how his grandfather pulled strings to get him in.
For my grandparents, my admission into Punahou Academy heralded the start of something grand, an elevation in the family status that they took great pains to let everyone know.
For generations, Punahou educated the children of plantation owners, businessmen, and politicians. Pal Eldridge graduated from Punahou in the 60s.
In the beginning, we were known as the Haole School.
Haole is Hawaiian for foreigner or white person. Eldridge says when young Obama arrived in 1971, the school's complexion was just beginning to change.
We didn't have a lot of African Americans, so your first thing is, oh, you know, we've got an African American. Terrific.
He was teaching fifth grade at the time, and he remembers the future president as a pudgy, cheerful kid.
He used to wear these shorts and striped T-shirts a lot and sandals. But after you got to know him, you know, not only was he a bright student, but he was just a funny all-around kid, and everybody liked him.
But in his memoir, Mr. Obama dwells on moments at Punahou when his race made him feel conspicuous, such as the time when he was teased for playing with the only other black child in his grade.
When I looked up, I saw a group of children, faceless before the glare of the sun, pointing down at us. Coretta has a boyfriend. Coretta has a boyfriend.
In the book, his struggles with racial identity grow as he reaches high school, and he recalls intense discussions with another black student, an embittered boy he calls Ray.
Okay, maybe I was that angry. It's adolescence, you know?
Ray is really Keith Kakagawa. He's part black, part Japanese. He says he and the young Obama did have some heart-to-hearts about race, but in general, he says, it wasn't a big issue at the school because Punahou kids had to stick together.
Because we knew once we left that school, there was a target on our backs. No matter what race you are, you're Punahou. You're the rich white kids, period.
Of course, the young Obama was not rich. He was a scholarship student, and he worked at a Baskin-Robbins. It's still there near the school. So is the apartment building where he lived with his grandparents. In a way, Punahou was his neighborhood. And this being Hawaii, so was the beach. Sandy Beach Park was one of his favorites. Surfer Turk Casimiro says the scene here hasn't changed much since the 70s.
You come down here on a weekend, you smell every type of weed there is.
Mr. Obama has admitted up front that he did drugs in high school. It's in his memoir. But there are lingering questions about how much he did. At Punahou, he and his buddies called themselves the Chum Gang. Chum means to smoke pot. And sometimes things got out of hand. One guy rolled a car. But his homeroom teacher, Eric Kusunoki, says he never saw signs of trouble. Young Obama's grades stayed good, as did his attitude.
Every day when he'd come in, he'd always walk in the door and very positive, very pleasant, big smile, you know. Hey, Mr. Kus, how you doing?
Another school friend, Ronald Louie, says when talking about the Chum Gang, you have to keep a sense of proportion.
There was a group called the Stoners, and the Chum Gang wasn't the Stoners.
The Chum Gang were the sons of successful people. One boy's dad was a prominent judge, and there was an expectation that they would be successful too. Louis says if you're looking for Punahou's lasting gift to Mr. Obama, this was it. The elite environment familiarized him with success.
Everywhere he turned, he could see a path to leadership. The highest level achievement is something that he can touch. It's tangible.
And it was during the Chum Gang period that young Obama took a class called Law in Society, taught by attorney and Punahou alumnus Ian Maddock.
He was a student who appeared to be serious, and yet he was able to socialize with all of his classmates, which isn't an easy thing to do at Punahou School.
An early glimpse of political skills, but he wasn't into politics yet. No student council meetings for him, perhaps because it would have meant less time for this.
Basketball is his passion. He loved the game.
Alan Lum, class of 1980, played varsity with him. Today he teaches second grade. In high school, he says, if you were looking for the kid known as Barry Obama, the first place to check was always Punahou's outdoor courts.
Just pick up games. That was his realm.
Always shooting hoops. It's the one thing everyone remembers about him at Punahou. Another friend says, back then, if he'd had to guess, he would have predicted Mr. Obama was destined for a bright career as a basketball coach. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Our Parallel Live series continues tomorrow on Weekend Edition. NPR's Don Gagne reports on Mitt Romney's prep school years.